Alchemy by Rory Sutherland. In alchemy, the dark art and curious science of creating magic in brands, business and life, Rory Sutherland, vice chairman of Ogilvy and a master of behavioral insight, offers a dazzling, irreverent and deeply insightful critique of modern business thinking. At its heart, alchemy argues that the most valuable solutions in business and life are often irrational, illogical and unprovable in advance. Drawing from behavioral economics, advertising, psychology, and anecdotal observation, Sutherland contends that the rationalist obsession with logic, efficiency, and metrics blinds businesses to the emotional truths that govern real human behavior. For veterinary practice owners and decision makers in the United Kingdom, alchemy is a provocative reminder that success often lies not in clinical perfection or operational logic, but in understanding what makes clients feel reassured, valued and delighted. Sutherland opens by questioning the dominance of reason and logic in business decision-making. He argues that most modern management structures overvalue what can be measured and explained and undervalue what simply works. He labels this tendency rationality bias, the belief that only what is logically justifiable is legitimate. In doing so, businesses create strategies that satisfy accountants, engineers or regulators, but miss the psychological needs of actual customers. This is acutely relevant in the veterinary profession, where leaders often focus on clinical accuracy, cost efficiency, and compliance, but neglect the emotional context of pet ownership and the irrational drivers of client loyalty. Central to Sutherland's thesis is the idea that human behavior is fundamentally irrational, but not random. People use heuristics, emotions, and social cues to make decisions, especially under uncertainty. Rather than viewing this as a flaw, Sutherland encourages us to see it as a feature, a system optimized over millennia to make fast, if imperfect, choices in complex environments. This leads to one of his key mantras: the opposite of a good idea can also be a good idea. In other words, business strategy should not be limited to logical inference. Counterintuitive ideas can outperform logical ones precisely because they tap into hidden human motivations. One of Sutherland's most compelling illustrations comes from the London Underground. Faced with passenger dissatisfaction, planners initially considered speeding up the trains, a costly and technically complex project. But research revealed that perceived waiting time matters more than actual journey time. Instead, the system improved satisfaction simply by installing digital boards showing when the next train would arrive. The journey did not change, the experience of the journey did. This example speaks directly to veterinary practices, where many operational improvements focus on reducing appointment delays or increasing throughput. But clients often care more about certainty, acknowledgement, and comfort than they do about exact timings. A text saying, "We're running 10 minutes late, but we haven't forgotten you," or a nurse offering a drink and a kind word in the waiting room can transform a frustrating delay into a moment of empathy. Sutherland also challenges the idea that price is purely about economic value. He argues that price acts as a signal of quality, confidence, or exclusivity. A more expensive product may sell better, not because it is better, but because it feels more trustworthy. For veterinary practices, this has profound implications for pricing strategy. Offering the cheapest neutering in town may not drive uptake, it may create suspicion. Conversely, framing a premium dental package as our gold standard recommendation, with all the little extras your pet deserves, can increase uptake, even if it costs more. Price is not just a number, it is a narrative. Another recurring theme is the power of friction. Conventional business thinking seeks to eliminate friction wherever possible, simplifying forms, reducing steps, automating processes. But Sutherland cautions that friction can add meaning. A handwritten note, a thank you call, or a short wait before receiving test results can increase perceived care and attention. In veterinary settings, friction may take the form of a nurse phoning a client before a procedure to talk through what will happen, not because it is efficient, but because it builds trust. The aim is not always speed. Sometimes it is significance. Sutherland delights in examples where psychological insight trumps logical design. One memorable case involves a hotel chain that introduced cookies and warm greetings at check-in. Guests rated the stay more highly, even though the rooms and amenities remained unchanged. In this, Sutherland demonstrates that small emotional peak moments can drive overall perception more than continuous baseline performance. For veterinary practices, this aligns with the idea that clients remember how they felt, not just what happened. A moment of compassion after a euthanasia, a playful interaction with a puppy, or a follow-up call after surgery can anchor the entire experience positively. One of the most practically relevant ideas in the book is that of psychological moonshots, bold, creative solutions that defy rational expectations but deliver disproportionate impact. Sutherland argues that these are only possible when businesses create environments where experimentation is allowed, and logic is not the sole arbiter of worth. This has implications for leadership and culture in veterinary businesses. Leaders must give permission for team members to test small, illogical ideas. A smiley face sticker on a pet's discharge bag, a waggy tail loyalty stamp card, or a video message from the vet post-surgery. These ideas may sound trivial or whimsical, but they often have more impact than expensive upgrades or formal client education campaigns. Another major theme is the role of signaling. Much of human behavior, Sutherland explains, is not about functionality, but about displaying status, identity, or loyalty. People do not always want the best solution. They want the one that aligns with their values or makes them look good. This has clear relevance for client segmentation. A young urban client may want to be seen choosing the eco-conscious practice with sustainability credentials. A high-income client may prefer the practice that offers advanced diagnostics and personalized care. A loyal elderly client may simply want the reassurance that their pet is known by name. The same service may need to be framed differently to different audiences, not dishonestly, but empathetically. Sutherland's critique of data obsession is particularly sharp. He argues that what is easily measurable is often given undue authority, while what really matters, like trust, creativity, or emotional connection, is sidelined because it resists quantification. This critique is vital in the context of veterinary key performance indicators. Practices often track average transaction value, consult volume, or uptake rates. These are not unimportant, but they miss the underlying drivers of those numbers: the clarity of communication, the warmth of the consultation, the client's sense of being heard. By focusing only on measurable outcomes, businesses may optimize away the very things that make clients return. Throughout Alchemy, Sutherland champions the role of creative intuition. He sees logic and data as useful but insufficient. True breakthroughs come from lateral thinking, from hypotheses rooted in human psychology, and from a willingness to break rules when rules do not serve. He warns against false reductionism, the tendency to simplify complex human behaviors into spreadsheets. For veterinary teams, this encourages a different kind of innovation. Instead of asking, "What would reduce callbacks?" a more alchemical question might be, "What would make clients feel so confident they would never need to call again?" In one of his most veterinary applicable examples, Sutherland explores how perceptions of cleanliness in hospitals depend more on scent than on bacterial counts. People cannot perceive microbial safety, but they can perceive citrus-scented floors and neat uniforms. Thus, impressions of safety are shaped by symbols, not science. Veterinary clinics may similarly find that clients judge sterility not by autoclave logs, but by visible tidiness, calming music, or the smell of antiseptic. Rationally, these may be superficial. Emotionally, they are decisive. As the book progresses, Sutherland makes a strong case for testing without over-theorizing. He celebrates the experimental method. Try something small, see what happens. Learn. This is empowering for veterinary leaders. Rather than wait for perfect evidence to launch a new service, try a pilot with a few clients. Rather than overhaul the website, test a new headline for one service page. Rather than debate endlessly about whether reception scripts work, try three versions and see which generates more appointments. Alchemy happens in practice, not just in theory. To apply alchemy in a United Kingdom veterinary business, start by accepting that client behavior is not purely rational. Decisions are driven by emotions, social norms, memories, and identity. Pricing, service design, communications, and marketing must all speak to this reality. A dental plan is not just about plaque control, it is about pride in being a responsible pet owner. A nurse consult is not just about weight monitoring, it is about feeling seen and supported. A euthanasia room is not just about privacy, it is about signaling respect and care. Leadership must also embrace ambiguity. The best ideas may not make sense at first. The website's most effective feature might not be the online booking system, but the banner that says "Family Run since 1993. The most powerful consultation moment might not be the clinical advice, but the vet crouching down to greet the pet by name. The challenge is not to prove these things in advance, but to be open to discovering them in action. Team culture must support experimentation. Frontline staff, especially nurses and receptionists, are often the best sources of alchemical insight. They notice which clients light up when you remember their pet's birthday, or which discharge notes generate callbacks. Their observations should be welcomed, tested, and iterated. A high-performing practice is not one that runs by the book, but one that writes its own pages based on real human feedback. Ultimately, alchemy is a celebration of creativity, emotion, and humanity in a world obsessed with optimization. Rory Sutherland's core message is that if you only follow logic, you compete on the same ground as everyone else. But if you embrace the irrational, the poetic, and the playful, you create advantage that others cannot replicate. For veterinary practice owners and leaders, this means building not just clinically excellent businesses, but businesses that enchant, surprise, and connect. That is where the real magic lies. That is the alchemy of trust, loyalty, and growth.